Track 3, Bob's Brain Teaser Christmas Pop Quiz. Yes, here it is. You've been waiting all year for this, haven't you? Good luck.
Merry Christmas, pop pickers. Well, Bob has been rummaging in his special Santa sack for some seasonal hits and come up with Bob's Big Christmas Quiz. Number one hits that may or may not have been very Christmassy, but were number one over Christmas itself. Well, I will give the questions and a multiple choice of answers, but only one is correct. So, good luck. And remember, the answers will be given on a later track. So wipe the cranberry sauce from your chops. Put that half-pulled cracker away and place the paper hat on your head, ready for our first question. So question number one. Which Christmas number one topped the chart for the longest stint of 10 weeks? Was it I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Mull of Kintar by Wings, or I Want to Hold Your Hand by The Beatles? Question number two. Well, this will put you off your tee. Which Christmas number one did disgraced former Prime Minister David Cameron pick on Desert Island Discs? Was it Two Little Boys by Rolf Harris? Oh, dear. Mr. Blobby by... Oh, dear, too. Mr. Blobby or... Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West by Benny Hill. And question number three. There have been 61 Christmas number ones, but how many have had the word Christmas or Xmas in the title? Is it 11, 7 or 5? Question number four. What was number one at the turn of the millennium? As 1999 into 2000. So was it I Have a Dream and Seasons in the Sun by Westlife, Can We Fix It by Bob the Builder, or The Millennium Prayer by Cliff Richard? Now, question number five. Which act has clocked up the most number ones with four? Was it The Beatles, Cliff Richard, or Westlife? Question number six. What's the only song to have reached Christmas number one twice with exactly the same version? Was it Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid, Mary's Boy Child by Boney M, or Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen? And question number seven. Which of these is not the title of a Christmas number one? There's No One Quite Like Grandma, Did You Keep the Receipt, or Too Much? Question number eight. Which of the following songs did not reach Christmas number one? All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, Stay Another Day by East 17, or Hallelujah by Alexandra Burke? Question number nine. In which year was Band Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas the Christmas number one for the first time? Was it 1984, 1985, or 1986? And our final question of the year, so let's keep it local. Question number 10. It was one of the closest Christmas chart battles, but the lowest off rockers, The Darkness, narrowly missed out in 2003. Mad World by Gary Jules instead made it to number one. But what was the title of The Darkness song? Was it Fairy Tale of New York, Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End, or All I Want for Christmas? And here, a bonus question, why not? Just for fun. Who stopped Ultravox with their classic Vienna reaching the number one spot? Well, that was certainly a mixed bag of questions. I hope you managed one or two. I've put an answer for each one, but let's see how we do later on. So, good luck, and I'll be back later. Bye!
Thank you, Sam.